So we find ourselves here facing the ocean, waiting for the sun to rise. And we know that the Lemurians came here. And we know that Lemuria is the present day chain of islands known as Hawaii. And even today, Hawaiians will chant a greeting to welcome the sun. Now, we don't have a kahuna with us or a Hawaiian with us to do this chant, but I'm going to read the translation of what that chant says when they sing it. And I'm going to repeat it three times. Awaken, the sun in the east, from the ocean deep, climbing to the heaven highest, in the east, there is the sun. Awaken, awaken, the sun in the east, from the ocean deep, climbing to the heaven highest, in the east. There is the sun. Awaken. Awaken, the sun in the east, from the ocean deep, climbing to the heaven highest, in the east. There is the sun. Awaken.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. This is the sixth channeling on the Azores, the group of islands in the middle of the Atlantic, which is pristine. We find ourselves watching the sunrise. I want everyone's eyes to be open, looking at the ocean up high from the distance. What you see, dear ones, has been seen by the indigenous of humanity for eons and eons of time. In this modern day culture, you look upon it and you say it's beautiful. But the history is more profound. For the indigenous wrapped all of their beliefs around that which is the sun, the moon, the planets, the stars, and they assigned so many profound metaphors to all of them. But the one that was common was what you look at right now. It begins to lighten, the sky increases, and you realize that you're looking at something that is common, but not really. What's not common, dear ones, is the energy you assign to it. For in the modern world, it's just a nice thing to look at. But let's start this in a way that the indigenous did. The sun represents not just a new day, but quite often the beginnings of everything. It's almost like they scrub away all of the past, and a new day brings something that sparkles, that is fresh. To so many, it brings new opportunity. I want you to gaze upon this for a moment. There are so many things that we could tell you that the indigenous assigned, but here is the main one. It's a new start. even though it occurs every single day, they would come, look upon it, and claim a new start. So let's do that. Not just a new start, but let's claim this as a day where you can wipe away the darkness from yesterday. This is mostly for those who are standing with me, but even those who are simply listening will have an idea of what I say next. It's the darkness that brings you sorrow. Perhaps for the history of those you've loved and lost. Perhaps for things that have been done to you that you have a hard time forgiving. Perhaps for a darkness that you feel inside you. Perhaps it's a darkness you don't even understand. You just seem to have it so often. This isn't just a symbol. This is Gaia presenting itself and saying, it's time, perhaps, to see that all going away. One of the first things that happens, the birds awaken, they sing. They sing. It's so interesting, isn't it, that nature cooperates with the whole idea of a new day. And you greet the day in a way not to say, well, it's just another day. But what if today, and the efforts you've made to be here at sunrise is a symbol for you, that you could scrub away right now the things you don't want in your life anymore. In some ways, dear ones, the indigenous did this. They knew. This is what they had. This is about all they had. They had Gaia. It's time. It's time to consider, as you stand here, that perhaps the things that are dark in your life will be wiped away or start to diminish because of the ceremony you'll do with yourself today, right now, with this sun coming up. There are those who have a hard time forgiving. Perhaps this would be a sign. The light is here for forgiveness. This new day, this new dawn, can really rewrite what you do. If you like this idea, I present something to you. Wherever you live, whether it's by an ocean or not, perhaps there are times when you could go to a place where you can see the sunrise and renew this as often as you need to. If you could erase time right now, and everything that had ever happened is happening now regarding the sunrise, you'd be joining hundreds and hundreds of thousands of the indigenous all over the planet, over history, who would greet this sun and say, it's a new day, a new time. Let things be fresh today. This is what the sun brings to humanity. When you look upon it, in all of its grandness, as it starts to fill the sky with a new light. I know it's a metaphor, dear ones, but let it be real in your life. Maybe right now, that's why you're here. Maybe that's why you came to the islands to hear this message. Let all the dark things that bother you, that get in the way of your magnificence, Let all of those things today be diminished and start a path where you go above them. Join Gaia right now as it fills the sky with light over this ocean. And the beauty of all things starts to sink in of just how much you are loved. As you do these things for yourself, you're not in a vacuum, you're not in the dark. Spirit honors you, loves you, knows you. Give the affirmation that you want to yourself right now. It will make your life so much better. And know that you are heard clearly by all of the angels around you, the entourage, that which is Gaia, that which is the beauty of the planet, and the creator, the creative source itself. Gaze upon this time as a renewal of your spirit. That's why you're here. Don't waste this moment. And so it is.